Among the most hotly debated state ballot questions this year is the one that would allow the sale and recreational use of marijuana. Backers and opponents squared off yesterday in the final ballot question debate in a series sponsored by WBUR, the Boston Globe, and the McCormick School at UMass Boston. WBUR's Steve Brown was there and has this story.
Massachusetts voters have historically been open to easing marijuana restrictions. 8 years ago, voters decriminalized possession of small amounts of marijuana. In 2012, they passed a ballot initiative legalizing the use of medicinal marijuana, and a recent WBUR poll shows half of likely voters in the state now support recreational marijuana. In the debate at UMass Boston, Jim Borgasani of the Yes on 4 group argued the existing policy on marijuana has failed.
We are putting forward a strict, regulated system that will take sales and commerce away from criminals and put it into tax-paying licensed businesses under the control of state regulators and local authorities.
Speaking against the referendum was State Senator Jason Lewis of Winchester. Lewis led a delegation of senators to Colorado in January to see how that state is dealing with legalization. He and most other members of the delegation came out against legalization soon after returning. Lewis says the ballot question goes too far and is wrong for Massachusetts. He adds it was written by and for the billion-dollar marijuana industry.
It authorizes and will allow the industry to aggressively sell and promote high-potency pot edibles that are a risk to teens, young children, and pets. It offers no solution whatsoever for the public safety hazard of stone drivers. And in Washington state, we've seen a doubling of fatalities caused by drug drivers. And it takes away control from our communities, allowing pot shops and other marijuana businesses to proliferate, even against the will of a community all across our state.
As both sides continue to advocate their positions, voters are still looking for more information. Tom Joyce is from Somerville.
I came into listening to the debate pro question form. It was interesting to hear both sides, and it kind of made me just take a half a step back. I mean, I'm still decided yes, but it was good to hear everything.
Also on hand to watch the debate was Monica Luke. She went in supporting the referendum in the hopes taxes on marijuana would pay for cannabis research.
Now I'm wondering if there'll be enough money to support things like that, and also wondering if this particular version of the bill is the right version of the bill.
Expect to hear more from both sides of the issue in the weeks remaining before the election. Supporters of the initiative have raised $2.8 million. Opponents have raised $451,000. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.